Questa è una dimostrazione tecnica data da Ron Hubbard il 2 maggio 1962. La rispettiva traduzione può essere trovata nel fascicolo allegato. Il titolo è Dimostrazione TV, Pep Checking, parte 2. Questo nastro dura 66 minuti, riprodotto da Golden Era Productions.
Cup of cans. Okay, honey, we're getting the TA action here, 2 to 1.3, 1.6.
Wow.
Oh, no, this is not TA action, it amount to anything, but it's worthwhile.
Well, Vaughn, I didn't realize it was going to be low, too.
Hmm?
I didn't realize it was going below two, is why I was going wild with that.
Oh, yeah, that's been wandering up and down there very nicely. We're in a zone of where you haven't taken too much responsibility.
That's a little that occurred to me.
All right. And, 9:33. All right, honey. Is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Start of session. Has the session started? Good. All right. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine now that I'm back in the chair. I was a bit dispersed. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, very good. Have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
Well, there's a little latent tick here. There might be something on it. There it is.
Well, yeah, just, I was pretty far out of present time when
all
you
right.
ended this session.
All right. Okay. All right. Did I fail to find out about that?
Yeah.
All right. When was that?
Well, when I went clattering down the hall by myself.
All right. Very good. Okay. Now, have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
All right. Anything else there? Any other thing I might have missed a withhold on?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, let me check this. Have I missed a withhold on you? All right, that's going independently.
What's that mean?
You listen to me.
All right.
You listen to me now.
Okay.
To me. All right. Have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
That's right. You're absolutely right. All right, now we were going great guns here on something that happened in a cornfield. All right. Now, is it all right with you if I get on with this?
Sure.
All right, now apparently you've been packing an awful lot of, they should have found out about me's here on this subject.
Hmm? Mostly mother, yeah.
Well, has this been basically, yes, it's mother, all right, because I got a double tick here I'm following down. I'm getting wider. The closer we get into the base on this, why, the more we're getting close to this little double tick, okay? And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for something. Apparently every time you say something about your mother, or his mother, or something, we get this double tick.
Yeah.
I can turn this on here. All right. What should your mother have found out about you? Yeah, there it is. See, I say something on that order. Now, you want to answer that question?
Well, sure, she should have found out that I wasn't as pure and perfect as she thought I was.
As who was?
As she thought I was.
Oh, all right. All
or
right.
that she insisted that I should be.
All right. Now, we're following down the track here about sleeping with a man to trap him. And we're mining gold all the way. But I think there is an incident before 1926.
I think there is, too, but I haven't a clue.
And where is it? You said 2 years earlier, and you didn't know whether it was or wasn't. Well, what happened 2 years before this time? Where were you living?
In,
That's it.
Park City.
Mm-hmm.
Montana.
Park City what?
Montana.
Montana, Park City. All right. And is there some sort of an incident there where you got all mixed up with somebody or something?
Mm-mm.
Is there any incident in Park City? I don't know here. I'm getting a little bit of a rough line.
Well, there could be, but...
Is there some incident in Park City? No, it isn't Park City.
Glenall, North Dakota, then.
Is that earlier?
Well, that would be when I was four, we moved from Glenall to Park City.
Well, haven't you any memory back of that at all, huh?
Just splotchy pictures.
Mm-hmm. Just got some pictures?
Mm-hmm.
What pictures?
Well, I've got a picture of a stone house that I assume is my birthplace.
All right.
And later in Park City, I've got a couple, three pictures.
Mm-hmm. All right, is there any other incident here with your brothers? I get a little slow down there.
Well, there is the one incident with my brother Bob, but this is not on sex line stuff.
What about that, just roughly?
Well, I was supposed to care for him.
And you didn't?
Well, there's some mystery on this one. I don't understand my reactions.
Well, what is your reaction?
Well, a little girl tried to take him away from me, and I got panicky.
Mm-hmm.
It's way out of proportion to the situation.
Well, what happened?
I hit her in the stomach with a rock.
And what happened to that?
It hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my brother back. But,
how old were you then?
Four.
About four. Is that the incident here on the 19...
1924.
That's the 1924 incident. Mm. That's it. Tick, tick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This had to do with a man?
My brother.
All right.
He was younger.
What was he, a boy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, had to do with a boy.
Mm.
All right. And what about this boy?
Well, I was supposed to take care of him.
All right.
Said I should look out for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had agreed to care for him.
Mm-hmm.
But this little girl was just teasing, said she was going to take him away from me. And I got panicky.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost a reflex action. I picked up the rock and threw it at her to stop her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the hell she would have taken him. She was only four or two.
Yeah. And where did the rock cut her?
In the stomach.
Uh-huh. She bleed much?
It didn't cut her. It just went pow in her stomach.
I see. It just went pow in her stomach. Did she bleed much?
She didn't bleed at all.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Well, no, of course I'm not sure. But I don't think so.
Come on. How seriously was this little girl injured?
Well, she cried, and I just imagined because it hit her in the stomach that it was awful painful. It is when I get hit in the stomach.
Huh? What else did you do to her?
That's all.
All right. Did you hit her in the stomach?
Mm.
With a rock?
Mm.
That's it? With a rock?
Mm.
Who'd you else you hit with a rock?
Oh, well.
Oh, well, now we're on something else.
But not earlier. I mean, I used to throw rocks at my brothers. I don't think I ever hit them. That was a lousy shot.
All right. But which one of them did you blood?
How did blood get into the end?
I don't know how blood got in there.
Oh. Well, there's my brother Bob. This incident when I hit him into a rock. I mean, into his concrete. It wasn't that I threw a rock at him, but I hit his head into a rock.
You did. Yeah. And that bled.
Yeah, that bled.
That bled.
That bled,
all
yes.
All right. How old was he?
He was older then. He was, I should say four, and I was that's rough.
All right. And what'd you do?
I made an airplane out of him. I was swinging him around.
Yeah.
Me? Mm-hmm. I was going around and had him by the feet, you see. Mm-hmm. And I was swinging him around, and I hit his head into the concrete.
Because you were dispersed.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And what happened then?
Well, I injured him very seriously.
How seriously?
Well, he's still got a knot on his head, which he assures me every time I see him that I did it, and I did.
All right. What did this do to him mentally at the time?
Well, he was almost out cold. Mm-hmm. It's a cold cocktail.
Well, did it?
I stunned him. It did, yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you think you had done at that time?
Well, I thought I had injured him beyond repair, really. Like his head was wide open.
And when was that?
1926, I would say. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
All right. When was it? Have you been told about this, or do you remember?
Oh, no, I remember it.
You remember doing this?
Yeah. All I was right. Having a ball.
All right. And?
And I slipped, actually. I mean, I got his head too low, and he backed up against something.
Uh-huh.
And he was stunned. I don't remember whether Mother patched him up or not.
All right. Well, what might have appeared there?
The wound.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And who didn't find out about it?
I don't think Dad did.
Who'd you withhold that from?
From Dad.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else fail to find out about it?
The doctor.
Took him to the doctor?
They didn't take
him. They didn't. Mm-hmm. The doctor didn't find out.
Mm-hmm.
Who else didn't find out?
I'm not sure Mother did. It was my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Was there big secrecy involved in this?
Well, just occlusions more than secrecy.
No. Mm-hmm. You weren't carrying any banner signs around there.
Oh, everybody, of course not.
I busted my little brother's head.
No.
All right. Who did you keep this from?
Oh, well, I kept that from the kids in school and teachers. And
mm-hmm. And your father and your mother?
Mother. Anybody that would have made me guilty.
All right.
Like Thomas people.
Very good. You actually remember now. Pressing.
Yeah, sure. You wouldn't, that's a now I'm supposed to, actually. I mean, you wouldn't go around saying you bashed your brother's head in.
Yeah, but did your mama know about it?
I don't think so.
How did she escape knowing about it?
Oh, well, my sister was very effective in patching up wounds.
Mm-hmm. He helped you suppress it.
Yeah, well, actually, my brother did, too.
He helped you, too.
Well, we protected each other from our parents.
All right. Very good. And did you get your brother to agree not to tell?
No, it was a tacit agreement.
I see. You didn't tell him not
to. No.
You just knew he wouldn't.
Yeah, I just knew he wouldn't.
Your father didn't find out?
No. I know my father didn't.
Your mother didn't find out?
I'm not sure, like my mother. Whether it was mother that passed, see, mother would have protected us.
Well, did your sister even know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It was either mother or my sister Agatha that patched him up. And if it was mother, I didn't know.
Hmm?
If it was mother that patched him up, then my sister didn't know.
Which is it that didn't know?
I don't know. It must have been my sister, because I think my mother would have beat me up, and I don't remember getting beaten up by my mother. I'm just assuming now, though.
You got this figured out, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the head injury that remained a secret to your family.
Mm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's not unusual.
Not unusual. What I'm finding out here is an incident. What else did you do to bloody your brother's up?
Oh, about the later incident with Brother Jake and went to fight. Mm-hmm. I didn't bloody him up. Oh, yes, I did.
Well, you guess you did. Now,
oh,
come
yes,
on.
I did.
You
yes, I did.
All right, when was it?
Oh, that was way later. 15.
All right, honey. And what did that consist of?
You mean you want all of it? Well, I was supposed to fix his lunch, and I didn't. Well, he tried to get me to fix lunch, and I fought back.
Yeah, and what did you do?
Well, I just, I was littler than he was, and I just fought like I wasn't.
All right, okay.
And he got so mad that he forgot I was littler, and we had a fight like we were evenly matched.
Yeah, what'd you do to him?
Oh, it was pretty dispersed, but I kicked and clawed and bit
mm-hmm.
in any part of the body that I could get a hold of.
All right, good. And what did you do?
Well, mostly, scratched him and bit him.
All right.
Did
you bloody him up?
I don't have a picture, but I assume if I scratched, I would have bloodied him up, sure. I mean,
what do you know you've done there?
Just that I fought tooth and toenail.
All right.
With all the strength I could conjure up at 15.
That's good.
This body.
All right.
That I know.
All right. And who did you both keep that on?
Mother.
All right. Anybody else?
Dad.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Seems like you didn't seem to enjoy the confidence of your parents anywhere while I...
I didn't.
You didn't, huh?
Oh, no.
What'd you do? Has this lifetime been a career of keeping things away from your mother?
Mostly Dad.
Mostly Dad.
Yeah.
Mother? Keeping things from Mother?
Well, yeah. There would be some type of things I'd keep from Mother, and there'd be other types.
Sex.
Yeah.
Sex
yeah.
you keep from Mother.
I'd keep from Mother.
That's good.
And anything that would provoke my Dad's temper, I would keep from Dad. And fighting would provoke his temper.
Mm-hmm. All right. He'd get mad.
No. Oh, he'd get... Yeah.
He'd get furious.
Yeah.
All right. So, keeping things from Dad, that's bing bing. Now, what type of thing would you keep from Dad?
Well, I'd keep breakage,
yeah.
getting into trouble with the school authorities.
All right.
Beating up the guy who tried to beat us up for stealing his watermelons.
Right.
These things.
Uh-huh.
Just if I would get into trouble,
right.
I would keep it from Dad.
Any trouble would be kept from Dad.
Yeah.
So he's the symbol of no communication if in trouble.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, he's more than that. He wouldn't let us talk to him, actually, either.
He said no, huh?
He just said, don't talk. Just talk when you're spoken to.
Oh, I see. All right.
And we had that one, and then the other one, we don't talk if we got into trouble, because why invite more trouble?
All right. How did you trap your father?
Oh, gee. I did that with ARC.
All right. How did you do that?
Just,
Go on.
Well, I just wouldn't let him keep this game going. I moved in, got close to him,
mm-hmm.
got him off of this German, I am the father and you are the child, so therefore you must never speak to me unless you're spoken to.
Mm-hmm.
I just would speak to him. I mm-hmm. would demonstrate affection,
mm-hmm.
and it worked.
All right, what didn't he find out about this?
Well, mostly what he didn't find out was that he didn't have a prayer with our family after he got off of that one that he used.
All right, and what didn't he have a prayer with now? Got...
Well, he didn't have a prayer with me or the rest of the family.
But now, how did you trap him specifically and exactly?
Well, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I know there was the first time and I kissed him.
I see.
You know?
All right, very, very good. When was that? That's it.
Well, that was, I was just in 1938. Actually, what had happened is I stumbled onto this earlier incident of violence.
Of what?
Of violence.
Yeah.
Which was not an answer to your question.
But I didn't get what this earlier incident was.
Well, I've got an incident when I was 16 when I stopped him from beating Mother.
Oh, I see.
And he got into a violent incident rather than an incident of affection.
Oh, all right. That's perfectly all right. Mm. Nobody's worrying about this.
Yeah.
Now, trapped him with a kiss. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's affection there that I
An affection. Mm. Did you feel the affection?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Something wrong with affection here, honey. What is this all about?
Well, you don't demonstrate affection to a German father.
I know, but what about affection in general?
Actually, it's a trap. That's a trap. Snake.
Affection is a trap.
Yeah.
That's the way it equates.
Mm.
That's the way it equates.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Who doesn't know about this?
Charlie doesn't know this.
All right. How about Jimmy?
Well, yeah, Jimmy doesn't know about this. Actually, this is what goes on with me with students here, too.
All right.
I want to get close to them, but I already know it's a trap.
Yeah, go on. Go on.
The affection. Go on what? Who else doesn't
Tell
know?
Tell me. Go on. Who doesn't know about this?
Oh.
Let's get the roster. Out here.
Well, my dad didn't know it. My brothers.
That a girl. That a girl.
I've got it. It's a trap if you have affection for a man. Yeah.
All right. And who doesn't find out about it?
Well, none of the men I've ever known.
It's the lot.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. That's all I was trying to check into. How about little kids that you were around?
It's all right to feel affection for kids.
Well, come on. How early did this start?
Well, it started real early with me, with my father. But like it was all right for
there
me to
we
feel.
There we are. Picked tick started very early with you or your father. Did you, what, how old were you? 4, 2, 3, what? 4, 2, 1, 1?
Probably.
But did you know at that time that it was a...
No.
Well, when did you overtly use this, betraying?
Well, at the time when I was 8.
All right. And what happened there exactly? We got onto that.
Who would just say intended to get him off of this other bunny he had on? You know, where he's totally individuated, so I demonstrated the affection for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he was trapped and I was trapped.
Mm-hmm. Is that so?
Yeah.
All right. And what didn't appear there?
This one, I have trouble with it because I don't ever know whether it's what's supposed to. You know, like the thing that didn't appear there was just actually a warning or a thing to come.
All right, very good. What things to come?
Well, like he was vulnerable then. Mother used this one particularly.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. And who didn't find out about it?
Well, actually, I didn't find out about it. I didn't realize that's what I was doing.
All right, when did you decide this is what you were doing?
Well, I didn't really connect it up until now.
Oh, all right, very good.
That this is part of the thing that goes on.
All right.
That used to bug me.
All right. It just seems real to you.
Mm.
I haven't forced any cognition.
No, of course not. See, I've got a late incident. It happened here on course. The last incident.
Yeah. There's a whole series of these incidents. Yeah. And they consist of trapped with affection. Trapped with affection. All right. Very good. Okay. Now, how far back does this go?
Well, it doesn't go just to trap with affection, doesn't go. I just wouldn't do it. I never would do that, I don't think. I don't remember any earlier incidents. I mean, I would try not to.
Trying not to trap with affection. And what does that do? What's the result of that?
You're lonely.
Oh, I see. So if you use affection, you trap.
Yeah.
And if you don't use affection, you don't trap. I see. Right. And, it's very interesting. Now, when is the first time you really trapped a man that way, or a boy?
Oh, wait a minute. The priest.
Oh, yeah.
This life. Yeah, what happened there?
All right, what life was that?
This life? Yeah.
You were
I was a Catholic this
time. Oh, yeah, all right.
And I was, 15, 16, with Father Rosen was our parish priest.
All right, good. And what happened?
Well, it was just, I got real close to him.
Good.
Got to liking him.
Good.
And it was a real close affectionate situation, nothing sexual.
I know, but,
there was a lot of affection for me, for him, and him for me.
Okay. Now, exactly what occurred? That must have occurred.
Well, yeah, I was actually, this is interesting in view of the fact I said I'm stupid. I was with the outstanding student in the catechism class.
Ah, very good.
And I got by being outstanding and smart in catechism, I attracted his attention.
All right.
And I just got a real pull for the affection for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one was pretty disastrous because you don't really get that close to a priest.
Yeah, all right.
It's all that's holy in the Catholic Church, you see.
Right.
But that's all that happened. There wasn't any...
Well, now, what was disastrous about it? That's it.
Well, for one thing, I don't think he's any longer a priest.
Oh, really? What did you do?
Well, I don't think I... I think I just contributed to this.
Yeah, but what happened?
Just that I got closer to a priest than a girl is supposed to get to a priest.
And then what happened?
Then he left town.
Why did he leave town?
I don't know, but I do know that he was moved to an Indian mission, which is a reduction in status, basically.
Well, what occurred? What happened there? You're leaving me with a blank. All right, you're very bright in class, and you get next to this priest, and then he leaves town.
Well, there wasn't anything else did happen.
What did you do? It wasn't over.
Just got that close to him.
And that what?
Just to form that much of a personal relationship with him.
Yeah.
To get on that, just on the same basis with him rather than as a girl in the parish.
Hey, Bing, Bing. Now, what? There's something there.
Yeah?
There's something there. There's something more there than just that. Okay. What is it?
Well, there was an incident there when...
Yeah, that's what we want. What is it?
I went into a game with him that you shouldn't play with. I got mad at him and told him I was never going to speak to him again. And then he got me to speak to him while I was walking down the street one day in assignment. I just had my head. I wasn't going to speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
And as he passed me, he put his face into my face and said, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And we got back into communication again.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's all.
But nothing else happened?
No.
Was there anything happened there? Was there anything happened with that priest?
That's...
Was this kind of charged?
Well, that's enough.
What's enough?
Well, to get that close to a priest, you're not supposed to get close to a priest.
What'd you do to the man?
I don't know.
Did you just ruin him in some way? What's the overt here? Showing affection?
Well, it's knocking him off his priestiness. I mean, he was a man instead of a priest.
All right. But what happened here exactly? Did you set out to plan to do this?
No.
Did you know this was bad?
Yeah.
You did know this was bad. Well, you went ahead and did it, though. Oh, you knew it was bad, you went ahead and did it.
Sure.
All right, who didn't find out about it?
Oh, well, hell, my mother didn't find out about that or any of the church people.
All right, very good.
Besides that, if they'd have found out about it, they'd have said I was trying to sleep with him, which I wasn't.
All right. Okay. And what appeared there then?
Well, a man instead of a priest.
Oh, all right, all right. And who didn't find out about that?
Well, he didn't.
All right, very good. Now, when was this exactly?
In 36, 16, I think.
Over what period of time was it? How many weeks, months, days?
It was that summer when I was being prepared for confirmation.
Go on.
In the summertime, it's in summer school, prepared for confirmation, so it was over a period of weeks.
Over a period of weeks.
Yeah.
Very good. And what didn't appear there?
I'm hung up on the occurrence there, too.
What is the occurrence?
Well, he flipped me one time when he was testing us finally for our whether we were fit to be confirmed. And he tested all the other students on catechism.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked me questions out of the Bible. That was a betrayal. I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, I see. All right. Good enough. And who didn't find out about it? Who didn't get any answers?
He didn't. He didn't. I hit a blank.
All right. You hit a blank. That's quite interesting. Before that, you were bright. Is that what you were saying? After that, you were stupid.
Yeah.
All right. How do you account for this?
I was going cognate on this. I was wondering if this had any connection with it.
Was that correct?
Well, yeah. I did just after that.
Am I rushing your cognate?
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Yeah. Because it was just that feel there of stupidity.
You ever spot this before?
No, not really.
All right.
But there's something else there.
Yeah, what is there?
Well, a feel there that I betrayed him.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yeah.
How?
I was supposed to be sorry. I was supposed to know about the Bible.
Oh, I see. You were supposed to know about the Bible.
Mm.
And what happened?
I didn't.
Uh-huh.
And who didn't
find out about it?
Well, he didn't find out it soon enough to not ask me the question.
Well, when did this examination take place? In front of witnesses?
Oh, yeah, in front of the other students.
Oh, I see. All right. And that was a source of what to you?
Well, a source of failure on him.
What were you trying to cover up in front of these students, Bertha? That area must be loaded with missed withholds.
Well, did try to cover up that I was his favorite.
Yeah. What else didn't they find out?
Well, you know, what I have a feel of here is that they failed to find out was that I didn't consider myself smart because I knew catechism. Catechism's cinched.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing knucklehead learned about catechism.
All right. You didn't find out about that. All right. Very good.
Questa dimostrazione continua sul lato 2 di questa cassetta.